True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by WWL Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, talking about the Saints game Sunday, looking ahead to this game Sunday. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I'm back caught up on my sleep. I'm ready. I'm ready for another week. I can do it again. I'm ready to get hurt again.
Interesting you should say that, because I had an interesting night last night. But anyway, let's talk about what you saw as opposed to what you expected on Sunday afternoon in the Dome.
Yeah, you know, I with any real kind of locked-in expectations, because I wasn't sure what to expect. We hadn't really seen the full offense much throughout the preseason in terms of all the playmakers and the offensive line. We hadn't really seen the full defense much. What we saw was, you know, week one football, right? There was a lot of mistakes. There were some big plays that, you know, you'd like to have back. There were some missed opportunities you'd like to have back. But at the end of the day, I thought you saw a team that fought, right? Like, I think this team, you know, it's easy to come out of that game and look at all the negatives and say, man, they, you know, it's super frustrating. They weren't able to win that game. But they went into that game as a 6.5-point underdog, right? Like, they weren't getting a lot of chances to win that game. If you looked at the pregame shows, I don't think anyone was picking the Saints. So, you know, I think there's positives you can take out of that. Obviously, the Julian Blackmon injury is going to be a major issue. They're going to have to figure that out. That's a real bummer. I thought he was playing well, and that tandem was impressive. But I don't know. Like, there's a lot of reasons to be negative, but I also think there's a lot of reasons to look at that game and say, hey, if they can clean some of those things up, that's a good Cardinals team that they just took to the edge. You know, probably should have won that game if they don't make a bunch of their own mistakes. So, I don't know. I feel okay coming out of that game. I'm not gonna lie.
So, you know, you talk about the negatives. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as some low hanging fruit that they got to clean up. But that's encouraging to me that it's not. You know, understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think you know, if you come out of that game feeling really bad about it, it's because you don't realize the Cardinals are not a bad team. Like, I think the Cardinals have this reputation of being kind of this middling team. That's a playoff team, in my opinion. They have a really good quarterback. They have really good playmakers on offense. Buda Baker was a really good defender. Like, the Saints ran the ball against that front. That's a good defensive front. So, no, I think that's, if they had gone into that game and lost it, if you remember the Thursday night game a few years back, like, that was a one-score game, technically. I think it was 42-34. But they lost that game in the first half. They threw three interceptions. That was a keep-doing-what-you're-doing game. Like, this wasn't that. This was a game they stayed in touch the entire time. They were competitive. It didn't look like there was the huge talent disparity that I've been being told there will be in every Saints game this year.
Wait, so, the what now? I mean, the talent disparity, you said?
Yeah, I think if you ask people outside of this, the purview of the Saints, they would say, man, the Saints just don't have the talent. Like, there's this massive disparity between them and the playoff teams, and I don't think you saw that on Sunday. So I kind of look at that as, you know, a statement that they're going to play competitive games. Are they going to win them? That's a question. I don't know if this team knows how to win yet. And that, because I believe winning is a learned skill, and that's going to be the question, is can they pull out some of these close games?
But even with all of that, that pass from Spencer Rattler was right where it had to be to Juwan Johnson, and it took a hell of a play by two Cardinals to break it up. So I don't know that you can really blame anybody there, you?
Yeah, I mean, they're close margins, right? Like, you make a play, they make a play. You know, if Buda Baker doesn't kind of get his shoulder on Juwani, kind of came flying in. It was an incredible play by him. I think he comes down with that ball. So those are just the margins. And that's why when you have a game with 13 penalties and it comes down to that, when you have a game with a missed 37-yard field goal and it comes down to that, it's like, okay, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot one too many times. And those are the things that you kind of, you know, kind of keep you up at night, but they're also the things you can fix.
Right, the low-hanging fruit.
I would be more worried if there were things you couldn't fix.
Exactly. So tell me what happens at safety now.
Yeah, that's a good question. We'll find out, you know, more this week. You have a few options. I think you're going to be hesitant to throw Jonas Sanker in there. He's a rookie. I just don't want to put him in to a big role too soon and have it just derail all the confidence he's been building. I think it's going to come down to probably Jordan Howden or Terrell Burgess, who's probably the more likely option. It's strange because he's on the practice squad, but he's on the practice squad because some of the other players, you know, were going to be a bitter asset on special teams and you wanted to keep them around. They're on rookie contracts. I actually think when all is said and done, you know, Brandon Staley has a lot of familiarity with Terrell Burgess. He drafted him back in 2020 to the Rams when Brandon was the defensive coordinator with the Rams. It's why you brought him in this year. So I think he's probably going to be a guy that gets signed to the active roster, or if nothing else, elevated. And, you know, that would be my guess right now, would be Terrell Burgess gets called up.
I know Spencer Rattler had a quarterback rating of 70.4, but do you know how he graded with the Saints, or do they release it?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to keep that in-house. I think my take on it is, you know, he didn't do anything spectacular, but you weren't asking him to do anything spectacular. You had a very specific plan going in, and I think he executed that plan about as well as you could hope. You know, there's some throws you'd want back. He got rescued by a penalty on probably his worst decision of the day and the interception that, you know, the Cardinals didn't get because they had a penalty away from that play. But no, I think the way he played, I would imagine you're the offensive coaches and you see how he's kind of processing through the game. And I think what you want to see the coaching staff do, or at least what I want to see the coaching staff do, is start to, you know, pull the reins off a little bit. Like, let him open up a little bit more than what you saw in that game, because it was a very conservative approach in that game. All you have to do is look at the end of the first half and how they just did not they were not aggressive at all in terms of saving time on the clock to let him run a 2-minute scenario, which I disagree with. And I'd hope that as you go forward, kind of watching how he performed, you can kind of ease up and allow him to open up his game a little bit. That's my hope, because I think he did play pretty well in that game. He dropped back 47 times in that game.
Yeah.
He did not throw an interception, or at least not one that counted, and he was only sacked one time, and I think that's going to give you a lot of confidence.
Let me take a quick break. We'll talk about the 49ers as we come back. 8:52, 8 till 9 traffic.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WWL. All right, 8:58 had a false start. I'm so anxious to get back to Jeff Nowak. So Brock Purdy, maybe. What about the tight end?
Yeah, it sounds like George Kittle's going to be out. So that's going to be, you know, if the 49ers are banged up, and when you talk about, hey, you know, you sometimes you get lucky time, that's an advantage for the Saints. They're dealing with injuries themselves. But yeah, anytime you're looking at Mac Jones maybe starting a game, you're going to have to prepare for him. You know, the 49ers always seem to have some depth tight end, so you're still going to have to work in that part of the game. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely a you know, helpful thing for the Saints.
Saints have done pretty well against Mac Jones in the past, huh?
Yeah, last time they faced him, they shut him out in New England. I was there for that game. So, no, they're going to feel good if they have that matchup, but you're still going to have to prepare for Brock Purdy. I'm sure this is going to be one of those things. They'll take it all the way. Questionable, so they're going to have to prep for multiple quarterbacks.
What was the feeling you got on the sideline Sunday with the team and after the game and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of what we talked about, like there's belief there that you know that this team is a lot better than people are giving them credit for, and you know the mistakes really kind of Eric McCoy was really upset about the mistakes. Like the veterans have to kind of lean on the young players and make sure they get this stuff right. Mm. But no, there's belief there that they're going to win games this year. It's the belief inside that building is a lot different than the mood outside of the building.
Carolina is not looking too good with Bryce Young, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and contributor. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk to John Sillers, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. Rubber Duck Derby's just a few weeks. We'll get the details on that big fundraiser for them. Then we're going to talk to Dr. Judy Ho. We're concerned with mental health here. We do it every other Tuesday. She's a clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We'll talk about estranged relationships between adult kids and parents and ways to handle it.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.